Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Tiempo dirá si yo soy artista. Yo en este momento soy un trabajador y un trabajador que está ubicado con conciencia muy definida como parte de la clase trabajadora que lucha por construir una vida mejor.
Thank you. ya no te sientes solitaria y que guardabas para mí tu primavera y bailaremos juntos nuestro sueño preciso y sin ningún tiempo de espera, preciso y sin ningún tiempo de espera.
Right on, amigos, amigas. Here we are, Latino Dimes, until 7 o'clock with you every Monday from 5 till 7. I hope that you guys are going to be with me until 7 o'clock. And so many have joined me throughout these years. I joined this radio station at 2010. Can you imagine how long this has been? Well, I'm so glad, and we are all glad, actually, the whole contingence of the radio presenters. We are all really, 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 really excited, you know, about having this project lasting for so long. But we got some news, you know. We will be moving in about 2-3 months time, you know, out of here. We're going to somewhere else, you know, but I'm not going to let you know, not just yet. It's going to be a surprise. We are going to carry on with the programs, you know, the radio programs. It's just the location that we are at is going to change. As I said, you know, maybe 2-3 months time. But the thought and the support for Palestine will always be there. Never, 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 never stop talking about Palestine. Because Palestine, they need a lot of help. Now Lebanon are going to need a lot of help too. I know that peoples in Africa, you know, in Sudan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, you know, all those countries, you know, they're under pressure because of the minerals and the resources that they have, they possess, you know, they produce. What we have to do now is just look around, look in general around the world, you know, look after our environment, our world, our people too, you know, human beings, you know, without human beings, you know, this world wouldn't exist. So I'm talking about world in the way of homes and places, you know, to live at, you know, because without us, you know, maybe nature would have been much happier without the human beings, you know, because all we've done so far, you know, throughout the years and centuries is attack nature. We attack nature, you know, by not meaning to do it on purpose, you know, unless you're, I don't know, a pyromaniac, you know, or a warmonger, you know, you want to drop bombs and destroy it and, you know, but we generally, in general, we have in our minds, you know, in our thoughts, you know, we have, that thing in our, the feelings that we got is to look after our environment, you know. That's why, you know, when you see people in the street, you know, throwing rubbish on the road, adding to pollution, you know, and all these bad things are happening right now. We have to look after the environment. And by the way, this is another thing, you know, that's attacking human beings. You know, we got the antivirus or something like to do with something that the rats, you know, produce. You know, unless you've been touching or playing with a rat, you know, you're likely to get this virus now, you know. First of all, they are the COVID, you know, now we've got this one, you know. And I'm afraid to say, you know, and I'm not scared to say, you know, that it's all man-made, you know. It's all the production of madness, you know. It's all madness. And I wouldn't put no finger on nobody's yet, you know, until we do a little bit more research about what's going on with this situation, right? Some people have died already. Some people have been, referred to hospitals, isolation, and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, this ship came from Argentina, you know. Argentina, you know, going through a really, really bad patch right now with their president, so-called president, you know. He's a scoundrel, you know, that man, you know, he's an idiot. And I could say that to his face, you know, I wouldn't mind saying that to him. And I'm sure so many people in Argentina who actually regret to have voted for him because they didn't realize, you know, I was going to say an asshole, but anyway, as an asshole, I'm going to say it, right? excuse me. The same with our president in Chile as well, you know, the same kind of situation. You know, I don't know people, man. I don't know how people can actually fall for it. We've fallen for it so many times, you know, with the politicians, you know, promising one thing and then doing the next, doing the opposite, you know, and people still believe in them. I don't know. I don't know how that mentality, you know, that some people have. You know, I'm not saying everyone, you know, because not everyone is an idiot, you know, but not everyone is being taken for rights, you know. We all know, I mean, I know, and lots of people know, billions of people around the world know, you know, that all these things go on because of the lies. Lies, you know. We got the president of the United States of America lying too, you know. Lying. Every other day he's saying that the Iranians are asking him to stop the war and they want to talk, you know, want to talk. They haven't said a word. They haven't said a word. He accused the Pope, you know, that he doesn't know the Bible properly, that he knows the Bible better than the Pope, you know. And, you know, I'm not going to go into that again because it's just a waste of time. The man is a waste of time, but don't ever stop talking about him paying attention to him, because you don't have to go crazy about him having to pay. Being direct knowledge of what he's doing, but always keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on him because he's a very, very dangerous person. He's a very dangerous person. You know, somebody was saying to me the other day, you know, that he's the most dangerous person in president of the United States. Assad. I said, I don't think so. They're all the same. And I'm saying it with open arms, or open mouth, open eyes, you know, they're all the same, you know. No one of them, I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln, you know, but he did a lot of bad stuff too, man, you know. It's like, you know, the they always talk about, you know, people who actually do good things, you know. You got like Obama, you got Clinton, you got, you know, Carter, you know, you got like George Bush, you got the other one, with the actor, you know, Reagan. You know, what did they do, man? Did they do? They haven't done anything positive, you know, as far as I'm concerned. And unfortunately, you know, some of the characters, you know, from Latin America, they admire these people, you know, they admire them because they obviously they know, but they're always fighting, they're always protecting the business, you know, the millions of dollars, you know, that they can accumulate, you know, and they forget about the rest of us, you know, the rest of the people. And as I was saying, you know, at the same time they go ahead and the destruction war and they don't care about the environment. That's what I started talking about, the environment, you know, because the environment is very important to us, to all of us. Even to them who are destroying it is important to them, but they don't realize that. So whenever we have the chance to actually speak out, you know, to save the environment, you know, we have to do it. We have to do it. We got a duty to do that, you know? And I'm not going to go on about it because it's a bit, we should all know now, by now, you know, what is really, 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 really happening with the war in Iran and the United States, you know, the United States. And I think they should get out of that place, you know, get out of that area, get out of that continent. Can you imagine if any Arab country, you know, any Arab nation went to the Americas, you know, went to hang around the Caribbean, hang around, you know, the Atlantic, you know, hang around, you know, near the United States, you know, the coast. How would they take it? How the North Americans would take it? Oh, yeah, they are trespassing. It's against the law. It's this and that. Blah, blah. Yeah, but look at the maps, you know, where the American bases are, the North American bases are. They're all around the world. There are more than 300-something military bases around the world, you know, and the surrounding countries, you know, that they don't agree with the United States so-called democracy, you know. What kind of democracy? They don't know the meaning of democracy, you know. Now they want to attack Cuba, you know. What's Cuba done to them? They've done plenty to Cuba, but Cuba's done nothing wrong to them, right? Iran was nice and quiet, you know, doing their own business, you know, with the Chinese, with the Russians, with all their allies, you know, all their friends. And suddenly they started getting bombs raining all over them. Lebanon, the same thing. And then them responding now. And now Marco Rubio and Netanyahu even, you know, saying that Iran is using very strong ammunition, very strong weapons, and they're firing at them directly. Ay, ay, ay. And you people, some of you out there, still believing those guys? Are you kidding me? Did you think that the stork bird, you know, that bird of flies, you know, brought you to life? Do you still believe in Father Christmas? If you do, go ahead. Keep on believing what the Americans, you know, the North Americans, I should say, North Americans and the Israelis are telling you. Yeah, it's a lot of bull, man, you know, unfortunately, to say that. And I'm not going to go on because otherwise I'll get so much, you know, that I might end up swearing on the radio. And the radio station is a respectful radio station. By the way, what I want you to understand, you know, is that what I'm saying right now, I don't represent the radio station. I represent myself. I represent my program. Okay? So whoever is doing this spying, you know, like when they said that if you say anything against Israel, you will be punished, you know. Right, man, you know, we'll have to punish the whole world because everywhere, the whole world is saying something against the Israel. I am not accusing 100% the whole population of Israel. I'm accusing the Zionist regime, you know, that Israel is being run by, you know. and it's disgusting, you know. And I do support the you know, the real Jews, you know, who are actually not happy with the Zionist system. And that is exactly what I'm talking about. And the whole thing started anti-Zionist. And then Zionists turn into 70s anti-Semites, right? Because they know exactly, you know, that if you're called an anti-Semitic, you know, they're gonna get protected. They're gonna be protected, you know. I'm the Zionist. It's a Zionist, you know. And yeah, that's what it is, you know. And so though everybody going on about, oh, they're anti-Semitic, you know, no. I am anti-Zionist, you know. I am against killing people, killing children, killing the future of a nation, trying to destroy a nation. I am against all that stuff. And if you're doing it, no matter who, you could be Christian, you could be Catholic, you could be anyone, I'll be against that. Because if you're doing some damage to human beings, you know, that is not the right thing, you know, for me and for millions of people around the world. So there you are. Amigos, amigas, let's carry on with the music. Hello, Kathleen from Wales. I hope that you're enjoying the show. Thank you very much, you know, and I hope that you like the music too.
alejas te voy a rogar. Tendré que buscar otro amor, pero que sepa amar. Aunque sé que sufriré por mucho tiempo, mas luego tú verás, te lograré olvidar. Aunque sé que sufriré por mucho tiempo, mas luego tú verás, te lograré olvidar. Vuela mariposa del amor, juguete del destino, hoy te tocó reír a ti, mañana a mí. Sueñas que eres muy hermosa, vives engañada, no tienes corazón, tu amor no vale nada. Sueñas que eres muy hermosa, vives engañada, no tienes corazón, tu amor no vale nada. Te voy a rogar. Tendré que buscar otro amor, pero que sepa amar. Aunque sé que sufriré por mucho tiempo, mas luego tú verás, te lograré olvidar. Aunque sé que sufriré por mucho tiempo, mas luego tú verás, te lograré olvidar. Vuela mariposa del amor, juguete del destino, hoy te tocó reír a ti, mañana a mí. Sueñas que eres muy hermosa, vives engañada, no tienes corazón, tu amor no vale nada. Sueñas que eres muy hermosa, vives engañada, no tienes corazón, tu amor no vale nada.
Te asombres si te digo lo que fuiste, una ingrata con mi pobre corazón, porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor. Porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor. Amor de mis amores, reina mía, que me hiciste, que no puedo conformarme sin poderte contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, lo que conseguirás que no te nombre nunca más. Amor de mis amores, si dejaste de quererme, no hay cuidado que la gente de eso no se enterará. Que gano con decir que una mujer cambió mi suerte, se burlarán de mí que nadie sepa mi sufrir. Y pensar que te adoraba ciegamente, que a tu lado como nunca me sentí, y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo me vi. Y por esas cosas raras de la vida, sin el beso de tu boca yo bebí. Amor de mis amores, reina mía, que me hiciste, que no puedo conformarme sin poderte contemplar. Ya que pagaste mal mi cariño tan sincero, lo que conseguirás que no te nombre nunca más. Amor de mis amores, si dejaste de quererme, no hay cuidado que la gente de eso no se enterará. Que gano con decir que una mujer cambió mi suerte, se burlarán de mí que nadie sepa mi sufrir. Confesarte que todo ha terminado y tengo que dejarte. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Que me duela el alma y yo te necesite, aunque me duela el alma y yo mi amor te grite. Hagamos un convenio entre los dos, repartamos la pena de este amor, que si ya como amigos jamás, jamás hablar de amor. Hagamos un convenio entre los dos, repartamos la pena de este amor, y así ya como amigos jamás, jamás hablar de amor. Que todo ha terminado y tengo que dejarte. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor. Y al llegar el momento del adiós, hagamos un convenio entre los dos, sigamos siendo amigos sin hablar más de amor.
Llevo la mente. siento nada. Lejano canto me llama. Pues yo tengo que marchar. Oh, oh, oh. Tengo que marchar.
One day, this will go crazy. la mentira que me dices, porque todos los muchachos de la calle te enamoran, corresponden a los besos propios que te mandan. Este cariño que te daba me salía por los poros. Te tenía como un ángel, te tenía como un sueño. Solo vivo, vivo, solo vivo pesadillas. Chita,
¿y qué pasó?
Fresh prince of honky and fly with the wisdom and knowledge just guiding. I archives, I file them, pile them, park them up in a Alexa, spoil them. Whoa, old school wanna teach them, preach them, air chance, vibrate. Now as my toes must reach them. Watch me now, chisel my little love.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I hope that you enjoyed every minute of it. I did. Thank you very much for listening to Latino Dimes on Sheffield Live. If you want to get in touch with me and come and perform some live music directly in the studio. You can bring your guitar, you can bring your keyboards, you know, but don't bring a band, you know, because it's not enough room for a whole band. So an acoustic or just a sampler, you know, and just talk about your projects, your music, where you're going, where you've been, where you at, you know, things about what you do with you know, playing music and being a musician, being a poet even, you know, could be a poet, you know, coming into the studio and recite some poetry for us. Well, anything to do with entertainment and cultural events, you know, happening in Sheffield. Okay, amigos, take care, and as I always say, love one another and free Palestine.
Los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Porque fumar la ganja de verdad no es un crimen. Soy perseguido sin explicación. Destruida mi puerta y destrozada mi huerta. Llevado a la cárcel sin razón. Solo 7 plantitas había en mi jardín. Expliqué al oficial en la guardia. Él se reía y me ponía las esposas mientras decía: muchacho, esto no es Jamaica. 4 días, 5 noches me pasé encarcelado, sin entender tan grande injusticia. Rogué allá, fuera mi abogado, mientras cantaba a la libertad de la que me habían despojado. Y es que yo no quiero comprar, yo solo quiero cultivar, pa' descansar de la tranza, para tomar mi distancia de la agobiante cadena y del infierno las penas. Y solo gastar mi tiempo viendo cómo de la tierra crece mi alimento. Solo me resta decir: cultiva tu mente. Tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra, cultiva tu mente y la tierra.
Yo planto porque yo quiero mucha inspiración, yo planto porque esa es mi misión. Yo fumo marihuana para combatir la depresión, yo alzo mi bandera y grito globalización.
Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para lograr real independencia. Yo planto, comienza el día y levanto los frutos que nos da la luz del sol. Autocultivo es la propuesta y camino para